Charlotte.
And I'm Keeps.
And this is Your Mum, a podcast all about shining the spotlight on our bonkers boomer mums, from their wisdom to their wackiness.
Each week we delve into a different topic, sharing what our mums taught us and their opinions on the world as they see it. So,
it's our first episode!
Our first episode. Why are we doing this, Charlotte? Now we're here.
I've been asking myself the same question. So is Sam. Sam's our producer. He didn't realise that we were going to be turning up today. So we've had a fun start.
Yeah. We think it's a ploy to make us feel at ease. But it's worked.
It's worked.
Yes, it's good.
I think the reason we're doing it is to find out a little bit more about our mums.
Yeah.
And how they see the world.
Yeah, and why we are the way that we are, I think, as well. Like, to see how they've shaped us into the people that we are.
And I feel like mums who, you know, boomers in the 60s, they don't get enough airtime.
Or they're just getting, like just shade thrown at them all the time. Apart from Lorraine.
She's the only one I can think of.
Oprah? Oh, she's not a mum. We discussed this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine.
God's sake.
Cool.
So I guess probably the first step is finding out a little bit about our mums.
Yes, tell us about your mum.
So my mum is called Leslie. She's 67, but sometimes she's 65 on her dating profiles. Bizarrely, she's got 3 separate Facebook accounts and 2 Instagram accounts, and we're not sure why.
I used to log into all the different apps.
I think
one
so.
For Tinder,
she's
one for
like,
Hinge.
Leslie West as a full name. Leslie Grant. Leslie Grant West.
You're going to give her
National Insurance Center. But yeah, so she's a window dresser, a mystery shopper, and a shelf stacker. But she also works at Wanda Fashions, which is a fabulous women's fashion boutique in leafy Warwickshire. So if you're in the area, do check it out.
Has it got Instagram or a Facebook?
Absolutely not. Okay. No, I don't think.
So you have to go there website, in the flesh.
IRL. Yeah. And Morves.
So Morves is my mum. Because she literally just had she's 66. Yeah. I describe her as my friend's favourite mum. Like, she's not, I don't think she would be everyone's favourite mum to have because of just her wackiness and her opinions on things, but she's, to me, the best mum in the world. She is great at giving advice in regards to, like, sexual health and boyfriends.
Why?
Not because she just loves sex, but because she used to be a sexual health nurse. So she is a nurse by trade. She's done a lot of different aspects of nursing, but when I was growing up, she specialised in sexual health. So I got all the fruits of those learnings. Definitely she's got a lot of opinions on our generation's sexual habits.
Which we will learn about in our many episodes that are to
in
come.
In our sex episode. But what's our first episode about, Charlotte?
We thought we'd start right at the beginning. Our births.
Oh, gosh. Yay! Are you guys excited?
We're crowning.
Oh, God.
I didn't know much about how I was born and conceived.
Don't you know all about it?
No. So I had a kind of awkward conversation with my mum about whether I was planned or not planned.
Right. And how did that go?
She said she planned me, but my dad didn't.
Perfect.
She was like, oh, I just sort of took the pill, but a little bit more haphazardly than I was doing normally.
So not properly.
So not
what
as a contraceptive,
point?
Really. Kind just of as a sweet, a,
yeah.
sweet treat.
Little aperitif.
Then she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah,
so
how was your dad's reaction to that?
He was like, well, I've already got 2 children, so this is a bit of a shock.
It's a bit much.
Bit much. We've just got married, and we moved house, and now you're pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah, done. How about you?
Well, my mum and dad were only dating when I was conceived, apparently. So my mum had gotten divorced. She had 2 older children, my big sisters, and then my dad had a little boy, my big brother, and he was living with my grandma at the time, and they were like family. All my mum's family and his family were family friends and, like, you know, just knew each other just through being Jamaican and being in London. But they were just starting to kind of see each other romantically. And then my mum got pregnant And she's said to me so many times, she's like, I just did not want you. I just did not want a baby.
Way to make a girl feel loved.
No, she's just, I just felt so special. Yeah, she was like, she told me as well when I told her about the podcast and asked her about it. She was like, back in those days, you had to have 2 visits with a doctor if you wanted to have a termination. So I had the first visit.
Oh,
I know, so close. But my nan and my dad are the people I have to thank for me being alive.
Aww.
Because my dad said, like, don't worry if you have the baby, I'll help you. Like, we don't have to rush anything, but if you want to keep the baby, then that's cool. And my nan was like, have the baby, I'll raise the baby, it'll be mine. She shall be mine. But yeah, eventually my mum obviously had me because I'm here.
Deep.
Oh, let's get into it. But yeah, so she apparently as well, so my birthday is on the 29th of December, in case anyone wants to plan presents or anything like that. So I was obviously conceived in March, and my mum on April Fool's Day that year told my nan and granddad that she was pregnant, but she didn't know she was. Yeah. So she was like, I'm pregnant. And they were like, you can't be pregnant. You're divorced, nearly 40. That's ridiculous. You've got, no. And because obviously her and my dad went together properly. And then she found out like a couple of weeks later that she actually was pregnant. So she always...
She spoke it into existence.
She spoke me into
that's
existence.
That's how you conceived.
Yeah. But yeah, and that's how I was conceived. what did your mum tell you about what being pregnant was like?
She was like, wonderful, it was amazing, I loved it. And then it's like, we're not sick. She went, oh yeah, I'm sick as a dog. So sick. I was like, what? Okay, sure.
But I loved it.
She'd also, this is quite like badass of her, she'd auditioned to be in Rugby Theatre's production of Cabaret.
Sure.
As one of the chorus line.
I love
Got the part, thrilled about that. She loves her Amdram.
Mm-hmm.
Then she realised she was pregnant with me. But she was like, oh, fuck it, I'm still doing it. And so she was like this sort of tubby, 5 months pregnant chorus girl in like the cabaret get up.
Like Sylvie's like, other woman.
Like leotard.
Does she wear leotard?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's called Legsley.
Oh,
it's
of
her
course.
Nickname.
Yeah.
So
I remember this
the
from
legs
Christmas.
Always coming out.
Oh, it's amazing. So you actually have been dancing since you were how old?
Minus quick maths.
I'm not good at maths.
4. 4 months.
Minus four months
to the ages of 12.
Sure, yeah. And then you lost it.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to see Charlotte dance, you can see so on my Instagram archives.
If found my dancing skills, please return.
Yeah. My mum really didn't say a lot about being pregnant with me, because I was perfect.
Okay.
No, considering though, she was like 38. Your mum was older as well, wasn't she?
Geriatric
mum, shout out. She wasn't really fussed about being pregnant with me, but she had said about my sister, her first birth with my sister, that not birth but like pregnancy, that it was the worst thing that she'd ever experienced. So I don't know why she did it 2 other times after that, because it was the summer of 76.
That summer
famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I remember it.
She
like
always
yesterday.
Said that people would be frying eggs on car bonnets. So I'm sure that didn't actually happen, but she insists
it does. Okay.
So she's anything that's compared to that was a breeze. She had some weird cravings. She said she craved soap powder.
Oh my god.
And she was like, I never actually
had any
because I didn't want to hurt you.
Oh my god.
But I really just wanted to
what
eat
is soap,
soap
powder.
Like, you know, like Daz.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like a laundry detergent.
What do you eat that on? Toast?
Or just like,
why'd
like
you
a
have it?
Like a fizzy drink or something.
Oh my god.
Like dissolvable paracetamol. But yeah, she had like high blood pressure and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
But she was pretty fine, I think.
And how did you pop out easily, like a...
Like a breeze. I was like nearly 8 pounds, she said, and she didn't have any stitches.
For all.
I know. Ooh. Which my dad was like, don't tell anyone about that. So, sauce mom. But she'd had 2 other kids. I mean, she prepared well. But the thing is, my mum has not got a good pain tolerance. Like, I wax my upper lip, and I wax her sometimes.
Looking good.
Thank you. Did it for the Cosmo Visios the
other
day.
Did it for the podcast.
Did it for Sam. I waxed my upper lip, and I waxed hers, and it's like I've murdered her.
Oh.
Like, it's like I'm cutting her open.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, you've had three children.
The hormones, though. She's not getting oxytocin from, is that the one, when, from you waxing her lip, but she is from having babies.
But
do I mean oxytocin?
I don't. Why are you asking me these questions? I don't know. Yeah, so I don't actually know how she coped, but she did. Yeah. What about you? Has it scared you at all? Your mum giving birth to you. in a sense, like, my mum said that my sisters see and meet, because they were her birth partners and they were 12 and 15.
Oh, and it's put them off.
And it put them off.
Oh, 12?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 12. That's so formative.
I know.
That would put me off.
But it was my mum, innit? She's just like, you need to see this. It's going to happen to you. Yeah. So she said that she thinks it scared them. But
they still have had children.
They've had children, but they did wait not that long. But
I don't think waiting helps.
It's
still
going to
happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of waiting, my mum didn't have to wait at all for me. I literally just popped out in like 4 hours.
Nice.
Apparently.
Like to make an entrance.
She was meant to have a cesarean. But then I was very impatient. And I was just like, I'm getting out now.
That is your nature.
I'm always early, to be honest. Like 4 hours early for a train, not sometimes.
It's true.
So.
But I think I was 2 weeks late, and I think that's made me, that and my parents always just being late people, has made me scared of being late. Like, I hate being late. To me, that's just the worst trait someone can have when they're always late.
And do you know anything about what, like, when she gave birth or when waters broke or labour happened or anything?
No, I know that my granddad took her to the hospital because they used to live on the same street. So she, like, walked down to his house and was like, I need you to drop me to the hospital. But their nearest hospital was Lewisham, which is literally, like, a 5-10 minute, like, car journey. But she so badly didn't want to give birth there because it had such a bad reputation and she was obviously a nurse.
Is there a trip advisor for hospitals? Is that
there should be. It's just my mum going, don't go there. Don't go there.
Just about every hospital. Evidence. Yeah. Never go to hospital.
Don't go there.
Did she ever consider a home birth then?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I suppose she could have. And my aunties are like midwives.
Yeah.
But she gave birth
Mates
in Sidcup.
Mates rates and all that.
Yeah. So her friend used to work in like in a private hospital with her, and she headed up the department, which I found out the other day. So that's why she could like go all the way there to give birth.
Back door.
Yeah, exactly. Access. Like, come on, love.
Yeah,
I'll get you a good birth.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
So on the day that she went into labour, she was she's a window dresser, which means Leslie dresses windows. It's like she like does the mannequins in a shop.
Yeah,
windows.
No, I know what a window dresser is.
She was in the window.
Oh, sure.
When she realised she was in labour, but she was kind of like, oh, I don't know if it's labour.
Just pissed myself.
It's just like some pain, whatever. I'll drive back home, speak to Alan. That's my dad. And then they were like, oh, it could be okay. Let's go to hospital. Let's see. And then I was just born. I was just born.
You said hello.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Literally, like, 5 hours. She didn't have a time for any pain relief. Just gassing her.
Yeah.
And I was like, was it painful? She was like, yeah, but it was quick. And I was like, I don't think that's everyone's experience. So,
oh, my gosh.
She's like, I literally don't understand what people are talking about when they're, like, screaming the house down in pain. Yeah.
She's like, get on with it.
She's like, oh, it's fine.
God's sake, it's like doing a big poo, whatever.
Has your mum talked about the pain?
No, that's what I mean. She hasn't at all. Like, she's still, even when I was interviewing her, she was like, no, it was pretty fine. Like, the only problem was that they had to get me out because I wasn't breech, but like, I was in an odd position. And they told her, like, if you don't get her out, she's going to poo inside you.
Whoa.
And
oh my God, that reminds me of the chicken we had last night. Literally.
You've got to tell me about that later.
There was poo inside it.
How is there poo inside the chicken?
I can't say the name of the restaurant because I haven't shut down, but we need to
say, like,
shut down.
Is it like Schmando's?
Schmarcy? Oh, no, it's not a chain.
Oh, okay.
Oh, darling, it's not a chain.
Don't eat my chicken from Chains.
Jesus. I didn't eat it.
I was about to say, aren't you a vegetarian?
Yeah, it's not me. It's Steve. We had chicken with a poo inside it. Oh, my God, sorry. You were going to do a poo inside your mum.
Inside my mum. Like the said chicken.
Outtake.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they were like, you need to get her out quickly because it's called like meconium or whatever when you eat your own poo.
Oh
yeah, and it's really bad for you, obviously, because poo's
such
bad.
A shit smell, right?
Which is weird, because like, maybe I'm gonna sound like an absolute idiot, but if you're, I suppose, because you're eating your mum's food, if you're a baby.
Yeah.
So then if you poo and you eat it, it's still waste.
Where does your poo go when you're a baby?
Inside your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I...
Yeah, but you must...
What?
But if I...
No.
But it's a thing. Like, it's actually a thing.
They must have waste. Where does the waste go?
It's, I don't know.
That is so weird.
Yeah, because you're eating, like, through the umbilical cord.
But there's no, like, attachment to the bowel or...
No. So where does it go? But, and then why is it such a problem if you eat it when you're giving birth?
Is it just in the sac? No, because then you're swimming in your own mess.
Wait, no, you eat from the placenta, no?
No, how?
Is this a whole podcast about how we actually don't know
about deep dive into this. Way off track. How are we doing for time? Oh,
I actually didn't start.
No, actually, oh, God.
Oh, wait, you can see up there.
I can only see our numbers moving really fast. Which one? 1 hour?
No,
one hour?
Oh, 16 minutes. Is that it? Stop it.
Shit, yeah. Well.
Shit.
What? Dads.
Dads.
Your dad
oh
there?
My gosh, my dad. Yeah, my dad was there, but my dad is so cute. He has the same jacket that he wore when my mum was like having me, and it's an aviator jacket that has this big buckle on it. And my mum was like, he was wearing that coat, and it just kept like hitting against the metal.
That would annoy
bottle.
Me so much.
So she just told him to get out. Oh. So he was there when I was born, but instead of just saying take the coat off, she's like, get out. Leave.
You leave.
Yeah. What about Alan?
Alan. She's not talking shit about him, which I thought she would. She was
good.
He was genuinely quite good.
Oh.
Like, he'd done it before, this was like old news.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, another child.
I know the drill. Are your boys, a boy, girl?
Yeah.
Boys.
Boy and a girl.
Oh, so he's had both as
yeah.
well. So
there's no surprises yeah. there.
I was my dad's first biological girl. Like, he was obviously, he's become really close to my...
Is there a chemical girl?
No, like, my sisters aren't my dad's children.
But he's their dad. He grew up with them.
What?
No, what do you mean biological
so
girl?
I'm the first one from my dad that's
yeah.
a girl. Like,
yeah.
from his sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
That was the whole point that I was making. So it was, like, special in that way that he has a little boy and
yeah.
then now he has a little girl. Whereas he's obviously now, my mum and dad have finally got married. They got married when I was 11. And, like, he's known my sisters since they were, like, teenagers. He's obviously very close to them now and they see him as their dad.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was, the first... I was like, Jesus, to my dad. little girl, Jesus.
I was Jesus.
That's the quote from the podcast.
I was yeah. not. I was like the sheep in the nativity, probably. Aww.
No, I
or
think
the
you
narrator.
Were the star. No, you're the star.
Okay,
the guiding
fine.
Star. That's
yeah, sure.
that's nicer.
Midland star.
What about, do you know what I want to know about your name? Who named you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Both of them. Maybe dad wanted my middle name and mum wanted my first name and she won.
What is your middle name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Royal.
But,
oh
my gosh, she's literally like the princess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dad named me.
Your name means something.
It apparently means shining light.
There we go. You're the northern star.
I am the star. But I can't find that anywhere. I've looked, when I was little, I looked online, you know, and it's like, what does all these names
yeah.
mean? And the closest one I could find was Keisha, and it said African-American woman.
Oh.
And that was the description of the name. So my mum wanted to call me Rachel, which I think would have sounded quite nice for my last name.
No,
Rachel
that's
Reed.
Literally Rachel Reed. She is in from Friends. That's her
no,
name,
that's
right?
No, it's Rachel Green.
Oh, right. It's close.
So close.
One syllable. Generic sounding.
I like my name now, but when I was little, I hated my name because it was so different.
I know.
But, yeah, I have my dad to thank for my name. For sure. Okay.
Yeah, my name's fine. It's
I
nice.
Like your name.
But it's generic.
I didn't know how to shorten your name before, though.
Shaw.
Yeah, but you told me that you didn't like Shaw.
No.
When we
rude.
First started working together.
Oh, okay.
Have you even said how we know each other?
No. It's only our friends watching anyway. Sorry, listeners.
So Sam's not our friend.
Excellent. Yet.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I guess.
So what we're going to do, hopefully, if we continue to do this podcast, is ask you guys to email us at yourmumpod@gmail.com with some... questions for Leslie and Morves, and we'll get them to answer them on the podcast and give you the explicit advice that they so
may or may not be useful.
But what's next, Shah?
Well, we're gonna do our Kiss Marry Kill section.
Yeah.
Which was fun,
but also it changed names like 17 times.
Oh, what did you say? So, you didn't drop a shag in, did you?
No, I just made it like what it actually is called, which is Snog Marry Avoid. Which I don't know why we didn't actually just do that.
Okay, well, we can change that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Here we go.
Yeah, that should be fun. So other topics that are gonna be coming up in a future episode include
love,
puberty,
sex,
pets,
drugs,
death,
body image,
mums and memes. That was drunk. That's crazy.
Perfect.
Cool. Yeah, it's been fun.
So we're gonna drop in our Snog Marry Avoid here.
Okay, so the first one is Post Malone.
Don't know who Post Malone is.
Lewis Capaldi.
I think I might vaguely know Lewis Capaldi.
And Stormzy.
Stormzy, let's do Stormzy.
No. Oh, right. So you have to, it's called Kiss, Marry, Divorce.
All right, okay, all right.
Yeah?
I would marry Lewis Capaldi.
Okay, why?
Because he's quite handsome.
Are you sure?
I think
I'll show you a picture of him.
Now, who's the first one?
The first one was Post Malone.
I don't know Post Malone.
I'll show you his picture.
That's what I should do. I mean, there's no use I'm going to say something about someone I don't know.
But I'm going to show you his pictures, both of their pictures. So this is... That's Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, shit.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's singing. What does he sing?
Somebody. I thought that I turn up into someone you love. Now the pain bleeds.
Yeah.
That song, yeah? Mm. Stormzy, you know. Mm. But I'll just show you.
I know Stormzy.
Okay, well, I'll just show you. So that's Stormzy.
Yeah.
And then this is Post Malone.
Well, I'd marry Stormzy. I'd kill him.
No, you can't. I thought you wanted to change it from kill.
Change it to kill, sorry. Yeah, like, he's dead anyway. That's all that over his face. No. Right, so what am I doing?
So you said marry Stormzy.
Yeah. Because Stormzy would have a lot of lyrics and stuff. He would keep me going.
Okay.
And what was the next? I'd kiss the other one.
Lewis Capaldi.
Before him.
And then you would...
And I'd divorce him, definitely.
Okay, cool.
You'd have to go, this one. That's not a good look. Impress me. My God, who is he?
Yeah, he's... Do you know, Georgia fancies him. He's a rapper.
She fancies him with all that on his face? No, he ain't right.
And this is Leslie's Snog Marry Avoid.
Let me go back to you and put you on a speakerphone.
Okay, you do that.
Sorry, I'll just do that.
That's all right.
I can't hear you very well. And I'll put you on speakerphone. That's better. Okay.
Cool, so...
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm off. Yeah.
Thank you. So, kiss, marry or kill.
Okay.
So, these are the people. So, Post Malone. Storm...
How do you spell it?
No, just let me say them all. Post Malone, Stormzy and Lewis Capaldi. Do you know any of them?
I do, Lewis Capaldi.
Do you? Okay, cool. But what about, so Post Malone?
Do you know him? No.
So he's, do you want to Google him then?
Okay, I'll do,
P-O-S-T, Post Malone, like Bugsy Malone, but without the Y.
Okay. Right. Oh, I can see him here.
Yes. And then, do you know who Stormzy is?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, the rapper.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. So, out of those three, you've got Kiss one, marry one and kill the other? What's your decision?
Oh, that's really weird. Kill. Well, I don't like the look of Post Malone. I might kill him.
Why don't you like the look of him?
Don't know.
No, go on. Say.
It doesn't look trustworthy.
Okay. Fair enough. And then between Stormzy and Lewis Capaldi, you've got to kiss or marry one of those.
Let me just go and look at Stormzy's picture now.
Okay. I thought you said you knew who he was.
I do know who he was, but I want his face.
Oh, okay. Fine. Fair enough.
So I'll look at
his
face.
A big decision to make, to be honest.
So the choices now I've got is... The choices.
Yeah. Stormzy.
I think I'd marry Stormzy.
Oh, lovely. And kiss Lewis Capaldi.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Lewis Capaldi?
Not very much.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to kill him because I like his music. So,
yeah,
yeah,
fair enough. Cool. Well, that concludes our kiss, marry, kill.
Okay.
Well done.
Anything else?
No, you've passed.
Oh!
Thank you for listening. This has been Keeks
and Charlotte,
and this was Your Mum.